Hello, and thank you for calling Precision Logistics Solutions. Please listen carefully to the following options. For Mark Gannett, dial 1. For Dolphino, dial 2. For
Hello, this is Dolph.
Hey, Dolph. Jeremiah from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good, good.
Hey, so I got your email. Thanks for that. Thanks for pushing the envelope.
No problem.
Let me go back to your email for a second. All right, so when you say 50-50 shot, is it either we're going to get a pretty good dose or we're going to get rejected?
Exactly. That's exactly
okay,
right.
So there wouldn't be a lower amount offer. It would just be they want to do a loan or they don't want to do a loan.
Exactly. And it's going to be a pretty decent amount, you know, because your cash flow is amazing. You guys definitely have cash flow coming in, and that's what we look at. You know, that's primarily based. So, like, for example, I helped a business out last week. He had horrible credit. He had a tax lien, and his cash flow was amazing. Right, he had no NSFs or anything, and we got him a large chunk. So, but in your situation, you have great cash flow. NSFs are there's a few of them. So, if your credit is decent, that could put us over the top.
Okay, so let's talk about credit, and let's talk about what's decent and what's not decent. So, and you can be honest with me; it is what it is. I mean, I'll just tell you that when my credit gets looked at, and I don't know if you'll be the one to look at it or somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the bulk of my career has been in commercial real estate.
Okay.
And so in the late 2000s, you know, I got a lot of debt and the world went upside down.
Okay.
And I have a couple of loans that from 2000, I guess it'd be 2009, that I got foreclosed on, and these were for fourplexes, it's one fourplex in Phoenix, Arizona. And it's still on my credit rating. The bank has gone under. It's gone to 5 different servicing company. It's been in foreclosure status for 5 years.
Okay.
Of which I haven't owned it. It got foreclosed on. It's a mess, and I can't get anybody behind the iron curtain to do something. So that's been the biggest detriment in my credit and still lingers. Otherwise, I'm pretty good. I did have a short sale on my personal residence 4 years ago, but again, you know, it is what it is. So my credit is slowly recovering, but I still have that ding. So my credit is 670. Last I saw, it was 675. I'm not aware of it really going down. Let's see. So my credit should be pretty black and white. Now, I'm 51%. Okay. My partner, he went through a divorce.
Okay.
And so he had to absorb a tremendous amount of credit card debt that completely maxed out his ratios, and it messed him up, and he felt the way to go was to do a credit counseling where they negotiate for you, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, that's a process to go through, and the first thing is don't pay, and they negotiate on your behalf.
Exactly.
So his credit has dropped, you know, in the 400s. I think now he's roughly in the mid-500s. I don't know exactly what it is. We haven't really been looking for debt. So I don't know how the world will look at it if he comes back in the mid-500 with him being, you know, 49% and me in this over 650 being at, 51% owner.
Yeah, yours would be the primary one. Let me talk to underwriting and see, make sure, because I don't even know if we should have your partners on there. And
right.
I'll see what they say. So let me write that down. Okay.
I'm guessing he's in the mid 500s. Let's just say 550.
Okay.
Could be a little more. Could be a little less. I don't know, but I think that's where he's at.
Okay. 550. You're 675. Okay. Okay. Great. So I will ask that and see what they say, and then I'll get back to you. They may just need it, just to have it on file,
right,
and make sure that you know he is there and. It is what it is, but they'll primarily be looking at yours. So
okay, and just also advance notice. At one time, we were aggressively looking for merchant advance loans, and I, you know, applied multiple times, and so it's going to show up that I had a ton of inquiries.
Okay, good.
As well, so
when was
probably
this?
My partner to a lesser extent, but I definitely have a ton of inquiries. So. You know, not too many lately. I did buy a car recently, or it wound up being in my wife's name. So,
okay.
But you know, this is kind of normal life stuff. So, if just letting you know, it's not going to be crystal clear. But the number in total isn't too bad. It was definitely worse at one time.
No, I appreciate that. Thanks for giving me the heads up. When was the what happened when you tried to get those? What did they say? What was their response?
Are we talking about my merchant advance loans?
Yeah.
Well, we got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes we got lots of offers.
Mm-hmm.
And so some we took and a lot we didn't, but there's still credit pulls.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times. So, you know, at one time I was looking for cars. There's not as much this year in 16,
mm-hmm.
But we had as many as 5 positions going. Now, we've paid them all off, but that's like a company killer to have that many positions on a daily ACH.
That's so crazy. You had 5 of those?
Yep.
At once? Holy cow. And you guys took care of them all, and that could kill your business.
Well, we were on the verge.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
We were on the verge, and you know, we got some equity capital, you know, to help with the passive money, and that was a year ago.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of that's going to factor in. At least on a personal level, none of that debt's going to show up, but I had a lot of personal inquiries because of that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That shouldn't be an issue. You don't have anything out right now, right, currently?
No.
Okay, that's perfect. I mean, it looks really good. To be, you know, completely honest with you, from what I've seen get approved before, your accounts, your bank statements are what's going to do it for you, I feel. So your cash flow is just ridiculous to where someone's going to want, you know, we're going to be able to do something for you. You know, I feel confident.
Now, where are you based out of? What city are you in?
We're in La Jolla.
Oh, okay. Well, then proximity-wise, you're not too far away, so that's
good. Absolutely. So how do you want to get me the socials? Do you want to do it through an email? Do you want to tell me over the phone? What do you feel more comfortable with?
Well, do you want to talk to them and get back to me?
Yeah. Let me talk to them, and then you want me to call you back or email you?
You can call me.
Okay. Give me 10, 15 minutes.
Take your time.
All right, Dolph. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Bye.